Defensible space is what saved many homes from Magalia to Sterling City during the campfire. And CAL FIRE is currently working on checking residents' homes all over the North State. NSPR's Mark Albert has more on the job being done in Butte County.
Susan Beeler, Steve Clement, and Leslie Bowen do a lot of driving. They're CAL FIRE defensible space inspectors and are visiting every address in Butte County. Earlier this week, I rode along with them as they worked in Berry Creek.
The green ones are the ones that passed on the first inspection. The yellow ones are the ones that failed. And then the purple ones are the locked gates. So we do have a lot of purple.
The trio estimates about half of the properties they visit have locked gates across their driveways. No access means no inspection. This year, though, for the first time, they're leaving behind literature, asking property owners to invite them back. But Clement says, really, it's the ones they won't hear from he's worried about most.
The ones that don't call are usually the ones we really and truly need to talk to, because they don't have the defensible space and they don't get it.
The principles of defensible space are pretty simple. All vegetation within 30 feet of your home should be removed, and close by trees should be maintained with branches at least 10 feet away from a chimney or other trees. Moving further out between 30 and 100 feet of your home, prevent grass from exceeding 4 inches, limb up shrubs and trees, and keep plenty of open space. As we drive down a dirt road, Scotch broom, an invasive plant known for flammability, touches both sides of the truck. We hit another locked gate. Beeler hops out and attaches literature to it. The team says they aren't there to write up fines and they don't report marijuana grows. The goal is simply safety. Inspector Beeler.
We want them, in the end, for them to be able to shelter in place if a fire comes in the middle of the night and they're stuck there. We want everyone to be safe.
Clement says in an emergency, a home with defensible space can mean the difference between crews making a stand or bugging out. The space can provide a survivable refuge if the surrounding forests are a jumble of brush turning into a wall of flame. Around midday, we pull up on an old trailer home. The owner emerges.
CAL FIRE! Hi! Hi!
There are a few trouble spots at Margaret Yates's place, a couple of debris piles, vigorous blackberry bushes creeping toward the back of the home, and windblown pine needles scattered across the roof.
Stuff you probably know you need to do already,
right.
But we just have a list.
Yeah. It's okay, you got your job? I get it.
Yates apologizes profusely, explains her predicament, and Beeler hands her contact info for the local FireSafe Council, which is providing some financial help.
The reason that we would be concerned about the pine needles on the roof and stuff is because we actually found out that most of the homes that were lost in the campfire were lost from embers, not from radiant heat, so that even if the fire didn't even get to the house.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
The conversation ends, and we head out. A few miles away, we find a completely different situation. Kim and Paul Schwinn's 22-acre homestead. They, in the parlance of CAL FIRE, have declared war on ladder fuels and have created a large buffer between the wild and their home.
The siding is also concrete siding, which helps in the case of a fire a little bit. I mean, if there's a huge firestorm, all bets are off. It's just going to come through. The venting is got this little small grid.
Creating and maintaining that open space takes time. Kim says she and her husband spend 4 hours a day on their defensible space.
There's a lot of mowing. I almost can't wait for August when everything has stopped growing and has turned brown.
The trick, her husband Paul says, is slow and steady progress.
Baby steps. You don't have to kill yourself doing it. Just stay at it every week.
For more about inspections and details on creating defensible space around your own home, visit our website, mynspr.org. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News, Berry Creek.